Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about something very important, something we use a lot, to give. We have Jesse from Transition. Hi, Jesse, 你好。
Hey, Xiaolan, 你好。
Right, to give. 送。
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 I can 送你 a song.
Yeah, song is to give, and it's only one word, it's a fourth tone, and it sounds just like an English word, song, but without the ng sound. Song.
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 Song. Yeah, and it's a very useful word, and that means to give something to someone, or to offer somebody. Or even if I just take you out of the door after you come to visit me, I can say, oh,送你我送你 So if I want to say I give you flowers, I say 我 which is I
我
送
送
你
你
Flowers is 花
花
花
So if I want to impress my wife, 我送你花
我送你花
Okay.
And your wife will say, Wow, 你送我花
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 And if I say I give you flowers, and of course Chinese is beautiful because there's no tense. Did you notice that? I didn't say 我送 past tense 你花 It's just the same.
Yeah.
So 我送你花 We don't really know when I gave you flowers or when I would be giving you flowers. It's just a matter of adding the tense later on to
right.
clarify.
Right.
So,
and that's what we love about Chinese.
Yeah. The grammar is very simple.
Yeah.
送
送
Yeah, and then earlier we said if I take you out of my door and to say thank you for your visit, 我送你
送你
我送你 And it's basically the English translation is I give you, but
uh-huh.
actually the real action is I take you out of my door to say bye bye to you. So 我送你
And so that's a really important part of Chinese culture then too.
It is.
Accompany them, maybe. Accompany is a
Accompany
better
someone,、
yeah.
that's right.、And then this shows the warmth. It's、
right.
the human relations, how they appreciate relations, either people who love you, who care about you,、
okay.
or, of course, if that's the work occasion, then the junior people would have to send the senior people,、
okay.
or the younger、
yeah.
have to send the older to the door. So, 我送你
Right.
So, earlier we had a guest, and then because he's much older than me, much more senior than me, to show my respect,、
yeah.
I took him downstairs. So, 我送他
我送他
我送他 So,、mm. 他 is him.
Yeah.
我送他 So, here, then, we don't mean that, oh, I give him something.Actually, that means I take him downstairs to go out of the door.
And is it just a contextual thing where you have to work this out based upon the context?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It is. So when I say 我送你, yeah, but what are you going to give it to me?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you need something.
Yeah.
So I can say 我送你钻石, I give you a diamond.
yeah.
钻石 is a diamond. Oh, my fiancé gave me a big rock. So I say, oh, 他送我钻石。他是 him、
mm-hmm.
or he. 他送我 He gave me、
right.
a big rock, 大钻石 Okay, that's a dream, I think.
Okay.
And、
Absolutely,
then the、
yeah.
送我送你送他 And you have to add what? 送我 maybe 花、
mm-hmm.
Maybe 钻石 Maybe 送我 a kiss, 吻
Mm.
And then the kiss, in this case, normally is the flying kiss. It's not a real kiss. So here we say 飞吻。
飞吻。
Yeah, 飞 is fly.、
Ah,
and 吻、
okay.
is a kiss,、
yeah.
flying kiss. 送我一个飞吻。一个是 one,、
yeah.
a unit. That's a unit, okay? Unit of kiss, a flying kiss. Send me, give me a flying kiss.
by airmail.
Yeah, by airmail, by telephone,
blow,
by FaceTime.
Okay, so to blow a kiss or something.
Yeah, blow、
like、
a kiss.
That.
That's、
okay.
right. 飞吻、
yep.
Blow a kiss. That's the way you use in English. Yeah, something、
uh-huh.
like that.
And if we backtrack just a second then. So when you say 送你、
mm-hmm.
so you wait to see whether there's anything at the end.
Yes.
And if there's not anything at the end, it means you've been taken outside.
exactly. 我送你 that means I take you out. That means time is up.
Yeah.
Off you go. Good riddance.
so、yeah. I found maybe quite helpful that sometimes people would say, 送你 出去.
Yeah.
And that's how I take you outside. And then at least you know it's outside. You're not waiting for a gift.
Yes, but if you are in the real Chinese context, it's sort of a bit redundant because it's so unspoken.
Okay.
And it's obvious.
I think that's probably because they knew that we were foreigners and we might misunderstand them. So
that's right. That's right. Yeah. So it's not really...
Make it totally
I'm
clear.
Not giving you a present. I'm taking you out of my door.
Yeah.
So 送你. And then, you know, gifting is quite a popular culture in China.
So
we
important.
Say, yeah, you give someone a present when you go to visit them, not only to visit friends. Like in Western culture, it's very common. You go to a friend's house for dinner, you bring them cheese or cake or wine.
Yeah.
And it's quite common. But in China, actually, they do that all the time. Not just when you are offered a meal in someone's house.
Yeah.
You just do that to each other. And in a way, it's very sweet because it shows that they do think about you. And they are with you not only the occasion when you are eating, drinking together.
Yeah.
They put their heart and soul and effort to acquire something, not necessary to be expensive, but something they think that you might appreciate. So gifting is a culture in China, and we say 送礼.
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 送礼. And 礼, that means present or gift. So 送礼 is a term to describe this type of gifting culture.
Okay.
Yeah. And then
送礼.
送礼. But of course, in modern China, it gets a little bit too excessive. And then when you are in a business occasion, sometimes when you go to visit a company, and very often they expect you to bring them something, maybe some award-winning tea or award-winning wine from Bordeaux, and then becomes a form of sleazy culture. So modern Chinese government, they actually already banned the gifting culture, especially in the official occasions. So previously, they could you could give anything, gold,
a Ferrari,
Ferrari, anything,
Rolex, or that kind of thing.
But due to the anti-corruption effort, now giving expensive presents is banned.
Okay, so expensive presents are banned. What's a kind of a present that's a good one?
It's
not
book.
Too extravagant. That's still a Chinese book, maybe.
Yeah, a Chinese book. Like anything which is not necessary to be valuable in money terms, but valuable in terms of like culture depth and in terms of a deeper meaning.
Yeah.
It's all acceptable.
And food? Any
food
best kinds
good.
Of food?
Yeah, but sometimes people go over the top. Like there's a lot of festivals in China and in Taiwan, Hong Kong, like the Moon Festival.
Oh, yeah.
People
yeah.
will buy the moon cake.
Yes.
And the moon cake, the cheap ones, could be like £10 per box. But you can sometimes get £500 a box.
Wow.
And then I don't know what's inside, maybe gold or maybe diamond, and they break your teeth. And then, so...
Gold dust, maybe.
Yeah, so things could go a bit out of control. And then... Some people argue that's a form of corruption, but some people, no, this is just
your mind.
Yeah, it's a cultural thing. Yeah. So when it's in moderation, it's actually quite a good thing because everybody wants to be flattered.
Yeah.
They want to know that someone else think about them.
And then if you were to take a present from England to a friend in Taiwan, what would you take?
Well, that's a good question. Okay, once I bought some really expensive tea from Fortune and Mason.
Okay. Yep.
And I sent to my Taiwanese elderly senior people.
Yep.
And then I was warned by some of my friends. They said, I know those teas are very expensive, but please don't send us tea like this because tea in Taiwan is so cheap.
Yeah.
Could be very cheap, could be very expensive.
Yep.
And people don't value it.
Oh, okay.
So don't send us the expensive tea when actually you mean a lot, but they don't appreciate it.
Yeah.
So you have to give them something they don't have. So in this case, I would probably go to buy a can of cookies.
Okay.
A cookies which has the package of London bus.
Right. Okay.
Or the telephone booth.
A cultural symbol. So that's really interesting. And I'm sure it's useful for our listeners.
Yeah. Yeah.
To find something that represents the culture where they're from, but maybe not.
Not necessarily expensive. That's right. So we said 送礼.
送礼.
送礼, to give someone a present.
Yeah.
And to give someone 我送你.
我送你.
Something. Or 我送你, to get out. Either way. 送.
送.
Thank you very much, Jesse, for joining us. Today we talk about to give. 送.
送.
To give you. 送你.
送你.
To give me. 送我.
送我.
Let me take you out of the door. 我送你.
我送你.
Gifting tradition.
Yeah.
送礼.
送礼.
I hope you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见。
再见。
再见，Jessie。
Bye bye.